All right. Good evening, friends and family. It is Monday night, and we're here to go live on Facebook. We're live, of course, in person here on the phone line, and just enjoying one another's company as we talk about Thanksgiving. So this is the perfect time. If you haven't got down a question, jot it down. You can ask the question, raise your hand, that's *5, or connect with us on Facebook and go ahead and type that in. We're excited to be here and extremely excited about this topic. So let's move forward in it with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Tiana.
How you doing, sir?
Can you hear me?
I can. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. And yourself?
I'm great, thank you.
Yeah, so I do welcome everybody to the call tonight as we're talking about Thanksgiving. Okay, what do you have to be appreciative for, of? Are we appreciative? Small, big things, little things, mediocre things? Do we count it all joy? You know, joy is a form of appreciation. The Bible says all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose.
Amen.
Well, should we be thankful even when we fail?
Yes.
Should we be thankful even when we have problems, struggles?
Huh? Yes.
That's a point to where we can learn. I believe so. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, Ms. Tiana, let us open up with prayer, and then we're going to get started with Mr. DJ. Go ahead, please.
All right. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this awesome opportunity to serve you, to fellowship with one another, and just to be in your presence, dear Lord. You have given us this gift called life, and may we live it out according to your will. We are so thankful for the ministry. We're thankful for our leader, and we're thankful that we get to talk about what it is to be thankful, what it is to have gratitude, what it is to give to one another, to give back to you. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Is Mr. DJ there?
Yes, sir.
How's it going, Mr. DJ?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
All right. Well, give us a little feedback on what you got.
Thanks for giving. I cannot say enough how thankful I am for everything. As you said, our successes and our failures. Older men used to say, if it ain't kill you, it's going to make you stronger. Sometimes things happen to teach us or to prepare us for the next level. We need to give thanks, as Ms. Tiana alluded to, every day and for every little thing. I can recall this week eating some chips, and I said my grace, and somebody said, you say your blessing over chips? Yeah, why not? Because you can, the same bacteria that could be in your food or malnourishment in your food can be in your chips too. It's going in your mouth. I thank him for everything. I mean everything. It may sound trivial, but it's not trivial to God. And that's what we need to get out of ourselves and about his business. And we need to give thanks to him for everything. Any kind of learning experience, say everything, not just waking up, but to be able to lay down. It sounds trivial, but there are some people who are not being able to do and live the way that you are living. So consider the source and make sure you thank the source. Everything that you are comes from God. He gives all the credit and deserves all the credit and the glory. And you don't do that for show. I don't have to have an audience around to say my blessing. You know, I often used to tell people, you know, they took prayer out of schools, but they didn't take prayer out of me because I don't have to pray out loud.
Mm-hmm.
So you can make the fuss all you want to, but what are you fussing about? Just the fact that you can't say something out loud? That's fine. That's fine. I can still talk to God anytime. He has a direct number that is never busy. There's never a voicemail. He's always listening. And guess what? His coverage is better than T-Mobile, Sprint, anybody you can think of. So why not speak to him? And guess what? He would love to hear from you today. That's it.
All right, y'all. So even if you have Frito-Lays, be thankful.
Amen.
That's right. That's it.
Amen.
All right. With that being said, y'all, I'm going on live now. So y'all can go ahead and get on Facebook Live. We're going to have us a grand old time tonight as we're talking about thanking God for giving. Everything that he has given unto us is something that we should be thankful for every day, every opportunity, just everything in general. Everything in general. Let me get on Facebook. Can y'all see me out there?
It's coming up. Yes, sir.
Coming up?
Yep. All right.
Who is that? How you doing, Miss Boatner and Miss Tiana, Miss Swan and Miss Latanya, Miss Courtney and Miss Kylie? How are you all doing?
All right.
All right. People pressing all them emojis and don't be frowning under the emoji. How you doing, Miss Jocelyn and Miss Jackie? All right, y'all. So here we go. We got our first email question of the evening. All right. Miss Tiana, I'm going to start with you because you typically have something that's going to soothe right on in this thing. What you got?
Yes, sir. So we received this question this evening from a single mom. She shared that right now she's working two jobs, which limits her time with her children, and she wants to expose them to the importance of giving to others and being grateful for what they have. She's asking, do we have any recommendations? And I believe because of the amount of time she works, what are some ways she can do so that gives that to her kids?
Can you read the question as opposed to do that?
I am a single mom working two jobs, which limits my time with my children. I want to expose them to the importance of giving to others and being grateful for what we have. Do you have any recommendations of how I can do so?
Okay. How are you doing, Ms. Marie? So, Mr. DJ, this is a single mom who's working two jobs, which limits the time with her children. She wants to expose them to the importance of giving to others and being grateful for what they have. Do you have any recommendations of how she can do so?
Sure. For one, it's not about the length of time always. It's about quality time.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there are several programs and mentors that you can pair them with to do volunteering. You work real hard so that your children don't have to work as hard. Sometimes you have to do that to survive and pay bills, but there are positive environments and influences, getting them involved in some youth groups and doing some giving instead of receiving all the time. But when you do see your kids, make sure you have some quality time with them.
Oh, let me challenge what you just said, Mr. DJ, because I challenged that. A lot of times we say we work hard because I will show that our kids don't have to work hard. That's not the philosophy with me, and I'm a father. That is not my philosophy. Because if I make it easy on them, how would they appreciate anything? They're going to think that it's supposed to be handed to them. I totally disagree with that. As a matter of fact, God didn't make it easy on Jesus.
True. Because when I speak of kids, I'm not talking about the kids that able. I'm talking about kids that can't work, you know, that ain't got no business working. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the ones that can work and, you know, I'm talking about the ones that can't do for themselves.
Understood, but the philosophy should never be to make it easier on the child, because if things are given to you easy, how would you appreciate it?
Right.
Women, if you just give yourself to a man, how would he appreciate you?
Right.
You're not going to find yourself, you're not going to make him appreciative because what he had to work for. How you doing, Miss Wendy and Miss Angela and Miss Nifa and Miss Freeman, Miss Angela, Miss Kay? So this is important. So let me get to our next question right quick. Here's a good question. The question says, can a child be disobedient to their parents and appreciate them at the same time? I'm going to repeat that question because we're talking about, you know, how thankful we are and how appreciative we are we thankful even with the little things. Can a child be disobedient to their parents and appreciate them all at the same time? Is that possible? Mr. DJ, what you got?
I don't think so. I think one cancels out the other.
Okay. All right. Ms. Tiana, can a child be disobedient to their parent and appreciate them at the same time?
Overall, no. I can hear the argument of I was disobedient in this, but I appreciate them 100%. But if you do one, you can't be disobedient and appreciative. You can't do both.
Okay. How you doing, Ms. Faye? Ms. Angela, what you say? Not Facebook. Y'all can get involved in this now. Okay. What you say, Ms. Angela? He would not appreciate you, but he would be comfortable with what you offer him. See, that's a loaded question. Can a child be disobedient to their parents and appreciate them at the same time? Well, here's the thing. What about us being the children? Can we be disobedient to God yet appreciate him at the same time?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
How you doing, Ms. Crystal? Now, the answer is no, Mr. DJ. You're absolutely correct. But do we think it's no when we're doing it?
Nope.
We don't think that way, but it is what it is.
Right. You know, people will argue you. They will go tooth and nail. They'll fight you. they'll fight you. Ms. Wendy, you say you think they can? Expound on that, Ms. Wendy. What's going on, cousin Rachel? Expound on that, Ms. Wendy. You say you think they can be disobedient and appreciate at the same time. Give me some feedback on that. Give me some feedback on that. The reason why I say that's a loaded question is because, you know, you have people that, you know, not just physically abuse someone, they mentally and emotionally abuse someone and say they love them at the same time. They done hit them upside mm-hmm. their head, but they love them. How can mm-hmm. how can you be disobedient to someone's need and say you appreciate them? In other words, you see there's a need and you don't fulfill it when you're able to fulfill it. It's called obedience. But say, I love you and I appreciate you. How is that possible? How you doing, Ms. Evaden?
It's not.
That's a loaded question. What y'all think now? Okay, Ms. LaTanya said that's not possible. Disobedience suggests that you do not value nor appreciate them. Okay. Ms. Angela said, depending on their age and their understanding. Okay, I'm going to get back to that. Ms. Angela, Ms. Wendy said that. Ms. Angela said, no, he or she cannot. If a child disrespects his mother, he is not going to appreciate anything from her. Okay? So you say depending on their age. But at what age? Because I think that a 3-, 4-, 5-year-old know what they're doing. And they know who to get over on, too.
They do.
And Mr. Clark.
Anybody don't know what they're doing, but they know what they're doing.
Mr. Carr, if a parent is doing wrong, you still not gonna appreciate it. Whether you being disobedient because they're telling you that you, you know, doing something wrong, that means that therefore they do not appreciate you doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I said they cancel each other out.
They cancel each other out. Y'all, the question was, can a child be disobedient to their parents and appreciate them at the same time? Here's the thing. If we disobey God's command, how can we ever appreciate anything that God give us? Parents come from God. Kids come from God. So how can a child disobey what God has given, yet say, I do appreciate them? That's impossible.
It is.
Okay. Ms. Jocelyn said a child can be disobedient and appreciative. Some children are so impulsive. They will act first without thinking. They may need some more guidance. It's up to the parent to keep teaching and reteaching. Okay, I get that. What'd you say, Ms. Angela? By them being disobedient, they would feel in control. So there's nothing that would matter to him or her. Here's the thing, Ms. Jocelyn. I like what you said. You said a child can be disobedient and appreciative.
at the same time. Okay? Some children are so impulsive. But see, being impulsive is outside of God. Impulsive means a reactionary, and we don't serve a reactionary God. God doesn't react. Okay? You say they will act first without thinking. Well, that's outside of the will of God. They may need some more guidance. Exactly. So when you need correction, you need guidance, that means you're not doing something right. That means you cannot do appreciation is doing the right thing. Disobedience is doing the wrong thing. So you can't do the wrong thing and the right thing at the same time. That's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to tell you is the child is us, humans, right? If we are disobedient to God, how can we fix our lips to say that we appreciate him?
We can't.
That's right. That's right, Miss Jocelyn said, but we're not perfect. But being perfect is not an excuse. So if a man keep on telling you he's not perfect, you're gonna respect and accept that man for not being perfect. No, that's called a standard. And God has a standard. Because if I'm not perfect, it's a model to say that I can do whatever I want to, and God is going to accept me. Right then, there's a such thing called hell. Hell is separated just for that. No, we're not perfect, but see, you correct your child because they're not perfect. What you're trying to do is get the best out of them. So when you correct your child, what you're saying is, I don't like your imperfect ways, and we got to correct that. But what if your child say, but I'm not perfect? My child would never tell me that, ever. Because, see, we say, but we're not perfect. Now, don't keep it real. Keep it word. What does God say? The Bible actually tells us to be perfect because he's perfect. So who can come up against the word of God?
No one.
I'm not about to argue the word of God. I'm not.
And Mr. Carr, when you make a mistake as a child, it's still a mistake. It's still wrong. Just like when we sin, you have to act for repentance, for forgiveness, but it's still a sin.
It's still a sin.
That doesn't make you a sinner. Just like when you being disobedient, you're not being appreciative. That don't mean that you always going to be that way, but you still, you know, not being appreciative when you're being disobedient.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, Ms. Jocelyn, do this for me because I need to hear your voice. Call 225-364-0211 so we can get you online and press star 5. 225-364-0211 so we can get you on because, and press star 5, okay, because it's deep. Because if we're saying if a child can disobey and then say they appreciate, that's like a man saying, I disrespect the relationship, but baby, I appreciate you though. Bull crap. That's bull crap. If he disrespect the relationship, how do you appreciate you?
Mm-hmm.
And what if he say, right, but I ain't perfect? And what if he say, I wasn't thinking? We okay with that? Come on now. How you doing, Miss Katina? Come on now. How you doing, Miss Toya, Miss Tramika, Miss Janice, and Miss Alicia, and Miss Bethany, and Miss Priceless? There she go. How y'all doing? All right. Call that number and press star 5 so we can, you know, because this is good, healthy conversation. You understand?
Yeah.
But the question was, can a child be disobedient to their parents and appreciate them at the same time? It depends on your perspective. When you put on the lens of God, absolutely not. But if we put on that emotional lens, we'll say, of course.
Mr. Carr?
Yes, ma'am.
We have Ms. Jocelyn with us.
How you doing, Ms. Jocelyn?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. Okay, so the question was whether you can, like, say the question again.
Can a child be disobedient to their parents and appreciate them all at the same time?
At the same time. Okay,
yeah.
And if we go back to the same thing about whether or not it's being a sin or not. Okay, so we are all sinners. Somebody's sinning right now.
Correct.
But you can't. You love God, but yet you still sin. And you ask for repentance, but you're still a sinner. So you can, it's not that you don't love the person or don't appreciate the person. It's that you do impulsive things that you may or may not control, but still appreciate the person.
Okay. I'm glad you said that, though. Now, number one, we can't control sin. Number one, if we couldn't control sin, God gave us an unfair hand to deal with.
Okay.
We can control sin. We got to be on our A game, number one. Number two, and I appreciate you, too. I just want you to know that, okay? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But God said, even you said, that doesn't mean that we don't love God. God said, if you love me, you will do what? Obey me.
Obey my commandments.
He said this. This is what God said. That's why I say I can't argue God's word. So if love meaning equals obedience, that means disobedience equals not being appreciative. You can't love. We can say we love God all day. That's our definition. But what did God say? Now, who can override God's word?
Mm-hmm. And nobody can, but
right.
We do it all the time.
We do it all the time.
Like, I don't know no perfect person.
But
not
see, here's the thing. You don't know him as perfect, and I don't know him as perfect because we look through it through our natural eyes. But the Bible says to be perfect. So God told us to be perfect. If he told us to be perfect, that means it's possible. But it's through his lens, not ours. We look at what people have done and what they will do. God doesn't judge people how we judge people. So I beg you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why he has the heaven and hell, not us. So all day we don't know nobody perfect, but he does.
Okay.
Right. You know,
also,
Ms.
Jocelyn.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Also, Ms. Jocelyn, I think I see what you're saying, but Mr. Carl is absolutely correct because I think you're talking about more of a in the long term or what they meant, and God doesn't operate in what you meant. He's talking about right now when you commit the act of disobedience. For that second, whenever you decide to be disobedient, then that means you don't appreciate that person.
Okay.
Whether you agree with them or not. You're right. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, I appreciate what you said, too. Because that's good what you said, though, Ms. Jocelyn. So stay right there. Because here's the next question on Ms. Jocelyn. I want her to answer this one. The question says, does saying no thank you to someone mean that you don't appreciate what they offered? I think that's a good question. Let me ask that question again, y'all. When you tell someone no thank you, does that mean that you don't appreciate what they just offered?
No. That doesn't mean that. I mean, if it's something that you don't want, desire, or need, why take it?
Come on, tell them again. Say that one more time. Y'all heard the three-pointer? Say that again. If it's something you don't
want, desire, or need, then don't take it.
Don't take it. So you can appreciate someone by saying no thank you, because if you don't want it, if you don't desire it, or you don't need it, it's okay to say no thank you. You did say no, and then you said thank you.
and you're getting that comma in there. That comma comes after no.
Yeah.
The most important part is the thank you.
The thank you. No thank you. You see what I'm saying? And the reason why I asked Ms. Jocelyn that, because that was an email question, and this is good, y'all, because a lot of times people will put you in a guilty state by saying, "What you don't want what I have to offer? No, thank you." It's okay to say no thank you sometimes. Y'all do know that, right?
Yes.
Honestly. And you can say no and be very appreciative, because it's not something that I need right now.
Right.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Stay right there, Ms. Jocelyn. How you doing, Riley? How you doing, Ms. Jamara, Ms. Jennifer? How are y'all doing, Ms. Yolanda, Ms. Andrea? So here's the next question. I'm going to start with you first, Ms. Jocelyn. Then, Mr. DJ, I'm going to chime in with you.
Okay.
The next question. If someone cheats on their mate, does that mean that they don't appreciate them?
that's a good question.
Uh-oh, Ms. Jocelyn. Look, Ms. Jocelyn, hold on. Let me get my potato chips. I need to get this one. Hold on. Get my popcorn. What you got?
Yes, sir. That's a good question. That's a good question. I don't know what they're thinking is, to be honest with you. Yeah, I'm going through it, so I don't know what they, I guess they don't appreciate you. I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet in my life, so I can't answer that question.
Okay, well, don't go through that in your life. You don't need none of that.
That's
right. You don't need that. All right, y'all, the question is, Mr. DJ, I'm going to take it to you. If someone cheats on their mate, does that mean that they don't appreciate?
I believe it does mean that they don't appreciate him, because cheating is going against the rules of the relationship. And if they appreciated that person, they will follow the rules. So since they're therefore breaking the rules, no, they don't appreciate that person.
Right.
Now, Ms. Johnson, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to go out on a limb, Johnson. I'm going to go back to what you said about the children. You're talking about impulsive. Y'all, I believe, and don't throw no rocks at me, but I believe that somebody can make a mistake and really appreciate that what they had in a relationship.
That could be true. If they get it
now,
wrong.
Now, hold on. Notice I said make a mistake, meaning it is not repetitive. Notice I said that there's a difference. More than once, that means it's a choice. But can somebody make a mistake? Let me bring it home, because somebody might say, well, he's trying to defend men, and I'm not doing it. So let me help you out. Check this out. We're in a relationship with God. God is our mate. We're his mate.
Mm-hmm.
If we cheat on God, does that mean we don't appreciate God?
At that time?
At that moment in time.
Huh?
At that time, we're not being appreciative.
At that moment, right.
Yes, we're not being appreciative, no.
At that very moment, exactly. So something else came, but does that mean overall we don't appreciate?
Overall, something different. But at that
right.
Right.
So these are brain teasers, y'all, and that's what they meant to do, to exercise our brain, to exercise our faith. Okay? What you say, Ms. Andrea, definitely does mean they don't appreciate them. The vow has been broken. Okay. Mm-hmm. Rachel said, no, they selfish. All right. Oh, that's true. That is true. Absolutely true. The they're only thinking about themselves. It's called selfish. Okay. And that's absolutely true. You know.
And I'll be going on the other side of it and say, cheating on somebody, it's a physical aspect. Is it really the whole marriage? No. It's just a physical aspect of it. What defines your family and whole? Do they appreciate the family and whole? Yeah, if they made a mistake, they made a mistake. So be it. But I think that they can appreciate more of what's going on in the family other than sex, per se. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. I see what you're saying. That's exactly what you're saying. Ms. Angela said, to me, I would say yes. Cheating is a form of disrespect to your mate. You cannot say that you love your mate and deal with someone else. I agree. All that's true. I'm serious. I agree with all that, because that's absolutely correct. What I'm saying is, somebody cheat, and I'm saying, even if it's one time, but you know how people make that mistake. Do you throw them away and say they never appreciated the relationship if it's one time?
If it's just one time, but do you know if it's just one time? That's the question.
But no, let's just say for the sake of the conversation, it was one time.
Then, no, it's not worth throwing away a relationship, per se, if it's meant to be.
Right. Courtney said, is cheating really a mistake? Mm-mm. No, I don't. Cheating is not a mistake. Cheating is a choice when it's repetitive.
Yes.
Y'all, listen to me. I'm not condoning the cheater at all. What I'm saying is, if someone slips up one time, woman, male or female, it doesn't matter, would you throw it away? Now, Ms. Crystal says, I don't think that it means they don't appreciate them as a whole. However, at the time, they are thinking about self. If they continue, I feel as though they don't value the relationship because they are continuing to inflict or do things to hurt the other. See, that's what I was saying. Ms. Crystal, thank you for that. So what I'm saying is I'm saying a one-time thing or a continual thing. Y'all follow what I'm saying? And I'm not saying a planned one-time thing, but what I'm saying, if something happens one time, does that mean they don't appreciate you? Now, if it's continual, it's long. But I'm saying a one-time event. You understand what I'm saying, Ms. Johnson?
Yeah, but something just don't happen. You just don't just have sex. You know what I'm saying? There's something that led to that act. You had to start off talking to this person. You had to start off having a conversation with this person, which led to a conversation of sexual encounter. Something had happened in that meantime. That means you were doing more than just, okay, I made this mistake.
Okay, gotcha. So that's a loaded question, y'all. You know, that's a loaded thing. Yes, what you got, Mr. DJ?
First of all, cheating is not just physical, okay? Yeah. It's not just physical. You're not just bound by what you physically do. It's mentally and spiritually, too. And that's
okay.
I just want to say that. Second thing is, at that time, that person did not care about you. Now, whether or not they come consistently do that, you got to have faith and reevaluate whether or not this person is really sincere and want to move forward and repair, or that's it. That's the end of it. I mean, because you can't make people do nothing. So you have to reevaluate. But at that time, you can say futuristic and everything, but at that time, you weren't being thought of. Somebody else was.
Okay.
Know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's just the fact.
Ms. Jennifer said, why be in a relationship if you know you're going to cheat? She said she would drop him like a hot sweet potato. You hungry, Ms. You hungry over there, huh? She must be Thanksgiving dinner. Miss Angela, what you say? That is really hard. We can all forgive, but cheating is not a mistake. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Cheating is not a mistake. One has to make up in his or her mind if it is a path. Hold on.
Right.
The path that they want to be on with the other person. I absolutely agree. So if somebody cheats on you, it's your decision. They made their decision, so you make yours.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's fair, right?
Rachel
said, we cheat on God when we put our needs before the word. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Preacher. Meaning, when you know God said he would provide all your needs, we look to man to solve the problem. We are all guilty. Uh-oh. We all cheaters. Uh-oh. Pray for us, cuz. Pray for us. All right, y'all. Here go the next question. Stay right there, Ms. Johnson.
Okay.
Ms. Johnson, I'm going to start with you, Mr. DJ. I'm going to start with Ms. DJ. Mr. DJ, then I'm going to go to you, Ms. Johnson. Mr. DJ, what are the signs that someone does not appreciate you?
Attitude, disobedience, argumentative.
Yeah. Wow, that's a good one. Wow. Somebody's talking about, well, I argue with my husband all the time, and we've been together 15 years. Yo, the question is, what are the signs that someone doesn't appreciate you? Ms. Johnson, what you got?
Well, the signs that show that somebody don't appreciate you is when you constantly give and give and there's not a reciprocation of a relationship. You know,
Ms. Johnson, can you tell them that again so they can hear that?
That when you constantly give and give in a relationship, that there's no reciprocation to it, you know there's no appreciation to it. That marriage is lopsided. When you're paying all the bills and you're not paying all the bills, but if you're managing the household, you're taking care of the kids, you're scheduling this, and you're doing that, and... Yeah, I'm just using that as an example of me just coming in and out, going to work and coming back and not helping out with the household. It's lopsided.
Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
So there's no reciprocation going on. find that someone does not appreciate you, when you pour into them and they absorb and take everything you got, but they never pour into you, finds that someone doesn't appreciate you. Okay? Miss Jennifer said body language. Okay? Miss Latanya said their rudeness, their distance, them being condescending. Okay? Miss Angela said the lack of respect for you is number one. Okay. Miss Tiana said lying, negative actions, picking fights, lack of respect, etc. Man, these are good. Signs that someone does not appreciate you is when the love is no longer there. How do you know that the love is no longer there? They no longer feel the need to make you happy. It's all about them. Let me say this again. This is a big, huge sign. When it's all about them, that's when they no longer appreciate you. See, when they start to put their actions and their feelings and their thoughts before yours, that's not a sign that they appreciate you. Because someone who does appreciate you will always put you first.
That's right.
Let me say this again. I'm trying to give us the love doctor advice. When someone appreciates you, when they are thankful for the little things and what you do, they will always put you first. If they do not put you first, that is a telltale sign of the lack of appreciation they have for you. Because why would you not put something that you appreciate first? You will always take care of that which is the top of mind first. See, when someone appreciates you, you are at the top of their mind. In other words, they consider you before they consider themselves. In other words, when it's time to eat, they consider what you want, not what they want. Boy, y'all better hear me. When it's time to go places, they consider what you want, not what they. This is how you know people appreciate you. In other words, do not confuse appreciation with toleration. Just because someone tolerates you does not mean they appreciate you.
Yeah.
Hello? What you say, Miss Kristen? Yeah. You are not made a priority when everything and everyone come before you. Come on, amen. Miss Andrea, what you say? One, when you are no longer partners, okay? Two, when I takes over the relationship, come on, talk.
All right.
And number three, when you no longer respect or compliment each other. Come on now. Whew. Boy, this is good. Okay, Miss Jennifer say when you love someone, but you are not in love with that person anymore. Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to keep it moving. Stay right there, Miss Jocelyn.
Okay.
Here's the next question. I'm going to start with you first, Miss Jocelyn. Miss Tiana, I'm going to let you in on this one. Then I'm going to go to you, Mr. DJ. Let the women go first, okay? So the question says, when do you realize you should be thankful for a relationship? Do you realize while you're in it or after you've lost it?
You better be thankful. You better realize it while you're in it. If you don't realize it while you're in it, you might not be in the right relationship.
All right, Mom. Y'all, the question is, when do you realize that you should be thankful for a relationship? Do you realize that you should be thankful while you're in the relationship or after you've lost it? Miss Tiana.
Honestly, you should be thankful before you even in it. But to answer the question, why you in it?
You know, she always got to throw 2 cents in there.
The truth.
Mr. DJ, what you got?
Well, I'm going to put the other 3 cents in to make 5 cents from Miss Tiana and say, absolutely, because you know what a relationship is. If it's brought to you by God, you should be appreciative definitely while you're in it, you know, for him giving it to you, you know.
And I agree, y'all. You should be appreciative of a relationship while you're in it, okay? Here's the thing. The Bible says that absence grows or makes the heart grow fonder. In other words, it's so sad that most people appreciate you after you left them alone.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let me say this again. Yeah. Let me say it again. It's so sad that most people appreciate you after you done left them alone. In other words, you can no longer hear they thank you because you don't have time.
You know something, Mr. Carr?
What you got?
And the wise men would say, you don't miss your water till your well runs dry.
Come on.
Everything you're saying is true, because I don't know if you all ever stayed in an apartment or had an issue with water at your house. If you go to that nozzle and turn that spout and don't know water come out, you go crazy. You be like, hey, you know, you just got to do something with water. And you keep checking that thing and checking that thing till that water comes back. You ain't setting the sink, the shower, none of that stuff. But let that water get shut off, oh, my goodness.
All right.
You throw a search party for that water, you know. So
Ms. Katina said you need to realize it while you're in it. But most people realize it after they're out of it. Ms. Crystal said, if it's not a healthy relationship, be happy you're not in it. All right now. You heard of Ms. Johnson? If it's not healthy, you need to be happy that you lost it.
Yeah, I know that's right.
What you said, Ms. Andrea said, you need to realize it during the first stages of developing the relationship to appreciate each other during the relationship. Okay. Now, y'all, I'm about to go here. Oh, I got to go here. Okay. Next question. Can you appreciate what you have if you're not over what you used to have?
Ooh.
No.
No.
Ooh, let me say it again. Read that 7-8 times. Can you appreciate the relationship that God has given you if you're not over the one that you put yourself in that's called your past? Ms. Jocelyn, I'm going to start with you.
You can't do that. Why did you get into another relationship? You cannot. Why get into another relationship when you haven't gotten over the one you just lost?
Yeah. Why get into another relationship when you haven't gotten over? You know why, Ms. Jocelyn? Because people are selfish. And people want their cake and eat it too. In other words, the old thing wasn't appreciative of me and they didn't want me, but I'm going to gravitate to something at least to try and make. In other words, I want the old thing back so bad, I want the new thing to listen to what I'm about to say. I want the new thing to sustain me until the old thing come back to me. I want to make the old thing jealous with the new thing.
Come on.
Lord, have mercy.
Come on.
You know why people do that? Because they're selfish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They don't appreciate the new thing that God gave them. They want the old thing that they gave themselves instead.
Mm-hmm. And no man can serve two masters. You can't do that. You can't straddle the fence. You can't keep this one in one hand while the other one, no, you can't do that.
I was about to see where you were going with that scripture on this one, but okay, I see where you went.
Yeah, you got to let something go. You can't hold on to that X and you know, be over all that and then trying to start something new. You can't do that.
You can't do it, y'all. And that's real talk, though. Okay? In other words, you can never fully appreciate what God has given you if you have the residue of some past stuff in your hand.
There you go.
It's going to contaminate your appreciation. It will contaminate your appreciation. Y'all follow me?
Yeah.
Okay, here go the next question. I'm going to start with you, Ms. Johnson. Can appreciation grow out of envy? I'm going to stop right there. Can your appreciation for someone grow out of envy?
Oh, I'm stuck with that. Can your appreciation grow out of envy? How is that possible?
Let me show you what I mean by that, Jocelyn. She know I love her. Watch this. Watch this, Tiana, Mr. DJ. Everybody, listen to this. Can appreciation grow out of envy? You know what? How we make people jealous? Because if you don't want me, somebody else will. In other words, you better appreciate me. I'm trying to make you appreciate you. Appreciate me. Come on now.
I don't think like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't think like that. You want the holy ones. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about to the heathen. But you know how people say, you don't want me, someone else will. In other words, right. You telling the person who's with you, you want them to appreciate you because don't force their hand to appreciate you because somebody else wants you. There would never be a genuine appreciation, because if they appreciate you only because they are jealous, that means they would knock you upside your head too. They would be controlled.
Yeah.
The true things of God can never be perfect.
Too much energy.
Huh?
That takes too much energy.
That takes too much energy.
To even want to even want somebody. You that's being so needy. Why be needy like that? If somebody don't appreciate you, leave them alone.
That's right. That's right. Hold on. Miss Crystal said you should never. Okay. You should not, I'm thinking that's what you're saying, you should not envy your mate. You can't appreciate what you envy. That's right. If you have to give that type of conversation to their for them to appreciate, it's situational. That's right. It is. Okay?
Yeah.
Can appreciation grow out of envy? Not the right appreciation. That's going to grow into hurt and pain. That's what that's going to do. It's going to grow into controlling. If somebody only appreciates you because they're jealous of you, in other words, I only want you so that they can't have you, that's not what you want. That is not the appreciation that you want.
Nope.
Y'all, listen to me again. If somebody only wants you because they don't want to see somebody else with you, leave that alone. I don't know if you ever ran track, but this is the time to start running from that. That don't mean that you're scared. That means leave it alone.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mr. Carr, we're guilty of that. We're guilty of that, Mr. Carr.
Who is we? Hold on. You can't. Who is we?
We the way we treat God, I can say we are guilty of that. I'm just saying sometimes God has to get our attention through other folks.
That's true. That's true.
Just something to think about, you know.
Okay. Next question, Ms. Jocelyn. I'm gonna start with you again. Can you appreciate something you've never had?
And I appreciate it. Yeah. I mean, God, here goes another question. So, can you appreciate something that you never had? I guess you could, because, I mean, I don't know.
Y'all messing me up tonight. Now, hold on.
You're
telling the red sangria scene for this?
Can you appreciate something that you never had? I can always respect and appreciate people for what they have and be happy for other people and stuff like that. I can be that. But, I mean, is that what you're asking? I'm not sure.
Okay. Mr. DJ, stay right there, Ms. Jocelyn. Mr. DJ, can you appreciate something you've never had?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, explain what you got.
Yes. Certain spirits and certain fruits and gifts of God I have yet to have, but I know I'm working for them. So, yes, okay. I do appreciate them.
Okay. Miss
Crystal
said yes. Miss Tiana said yes, you can. Miss Danielle said, I feel you can appreciate something you've never had. And I would tend to agree with everybody. Miss Katina said yes, too. You can appreciate something you've never had. See, y'all ever heard of speaking into existence. In other words, I don't have it,
right,
but I can speak it. But not only seeing, the Bible said faith without works. Faith doesn't require that you have it. Faith requires that you live like you do. So I can appreciate what I don't have because I don't have heaven. And the Bible said, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. So if I'm going to be happy there and appreciative there, shouldn't I be happy here?
Yeah.
All right. Ms. Andrea said it's hard to appreciate what you never had, but this is when you got to let God intervene. There you go. I like that butt. See, she put that butt. That's good. That's good, Ms. That's good. That's our saving grace, but nothing but God. That's right. Okay, Ms. Angela said yes. And absolutely, y'all, you can appreciate something that you've never had, but just don't allow it to push you to the point of envy, jealousy.
Right, right.
You know, the Bible says, do not covet your neighbor's house. In other words, I wish I had that. Don't do that. Don't do that, because that's the wrong type of appreciation, because you'll start appreciating her husband more than she do, meaning he'll start being at your house and not her own, not his own. Boy, now everybody got quiet on that one. That's when we appreciate it a little too much. That's called coveting.
That's ridiculous, yes.
That is ridiculous. Okay. What'd you say, Miss Crystal? Well, I'm going to start with Ms. Andrea. You said too many people miss good relationships because they are afraid to move on because of their past. Say that again. Ooh, Lord. Okay. Ms. Crystal, what you say, if you have had bad relationships and you now have a good one, you can appreciate the fact that you are no longer in that situation. All right, now? That's what it is. All right? What's one of the email questions that Ms. LaTanya had, Ms. Tiana, real quickly?
Sure. The first one is, how can we be thankful for the trials and tribulations? How can I be thankful for the trials and tribulations I am experiencing? What I've lost much more than I've gained in this season.
So when you've lost more than you've gained, how can you be appreciative of the things that you've lost? Ms. Jocelyn?
Be always appreciative of your experiences. That's what gets you where you're going to. Your experiences is how you move forward.
Okay.
You thank God for things big and small.
Big and small. All right now. Mr. DJ, you done lost all that you done lost. You done gained a little bit, but you lost more. How can you be thankful or appreciative of all that?
By killing the spirit of negativity. And you can't move forward if you're still in neutral or reverse. So, in other words, you can't look at that glass as continually being half empty. You got to first change your mindset as it's half full. So
I'm going to put it this way. Look, Ms. Andrea said that Jesus will restore. I'm going to put it this way. How can you be appreciative for the things that you lost? The Bible says in order to gain your life, you must first lose it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if that's your life, if God saw it fit for you to lose everything that you lost, shouldn't you be appreciative? Because he said count it all joy. In other words, if you want to know the temperament of your child, if you want to know the temperament of your dog, all you got to do is take away the things that they like and see if they're more concerned about what you take away if you never take away yourself. Whew. Women, watch this now. If you want to see if he really loves you, boy, we got adults on the phone, huh? Okay, cool. If you want to see if he really loves you, close your legs. Now, if he gets mad because of that and he pulls away, he only wanted what was in between your legs, not you.
Right.
Amen.
Oh. Uh-oh. So in other words, if God closes, if he takes, see, a loss is God closing the door. If God closes the door and he causes you to lose, did you lose your relationship with him? So why would you not be appreciative? Because I thought it was all about God, not about what he gave you.
Right.
Uh-oh. Can we go in deep? Right? You really know that you got a true relationship, and you can be appreciative of the relationship when you know it's not about the physical, when you know it's not about what you do for me or what I do for you, when you know it's just about us souls connecting. That's when you should be appreciative, because I don't care what you have and what you don't have. I just want you to be the motto. That's what you should be. Hello, somebody?
That's right.
I hear you. All right.
Okay. Ms. Angela said, understand and believe that God will replace anything. Hold the faith and know that it is possible. That's right. Ms. Crystal says, because you are still standing, look at what you have gained. Right in order to live, we must die. Life is ever-changing. Life is made up of a bunch of trials and tribulations, and how we handle them, Every experience teaches us something. That is absolutely true. Y'all got it? So,
yes.
And God is never a loss. It's just him closing the door. But it's not so much for you to see. It's for others to see that your relationship with God was not based on your hand being out. It was based on your heart being open.
Woo!
Catch what I just said, people. If the relationship with God is based on your hand being out, you only are appreciative to what God does. You know, when people say, won't God do it? Won't God do what? See, I don't say won't God do it when something happens. I say won't God do it before it happens. See, I like I love the relationship that I have with God. I'm appreciative of God. See, a lot of us only love God because of the blessing. I love the blessing because of God.
Come on.
Does that make sense, people?
Yeah.
Perfect sense.
In other words, when we truly appreciate God, we understand this one principle. We came in the world with nothing, and what's the rest of that?
We're
going to leave with nothing. So do not let our appreciation be caught up in tangible things, selfish desires. Don't let our appreciation get caught up with that. Don't praise God because you got the husband. Don't praise God because you got the wife. What if God took the husband and the wife away from you? Will you still be thankful?
Come on.
Right.
I'm trying to help somebody out. Because, see, everybody don't live a life where everything is perfect. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all understand? If you got to make somebody stay and appreciate you by you wearing skimpier clothes, you are losing your own sanctified relationship with God because you're making him stay because of how you physically look. But what about how you spiritually look?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Right? So what I'm saying is, just because your relationship in the natural didn't work out and they didn't appreciate you, don't mean that you shouldn't appreciate God.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Hello, somebody. Okay? What you say, Ms. LaTanya? We are to live like we already have what we desire. All right. Ms. Angela said, Ms. Andrea, I'm sorry, said, I lost everything material in a tornado last year. All right. She lost everything.
Mm-hmm.
Gained a lot more. Did y'all hear that? She lost everything
mm-hmm.
she naturally had, but she gained so much more. I realized God restores. I had to watch. Oh, I had him, which was most. She had God. She didn't have this material stuff, but she had God, and that was the most important and valuable thing that you can have. Y'all follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when we say, when the Bible says count it all joy, you can be thankful. You can be appreciative to God. Simply because you have never lost him. The Bible said even if your mother and your father forsake you, he will never, ever, ever leave you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
Just because your relationship didn't work, that ain't the time for you to be thinking about committing suicide. No, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
No way, Jose.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Right.
God didn't create you for that person. God created you for himself.
Right.
So if you have God, which you do, we should always be appreciative of any and everything in life. Y'all follow me?
Yes, indeed.
This is important, and somebody needs to hear this. Because do not base your thanksgiving. You know, when we say, God, I thank you, don't thank God for the job or the car. Just thank God for the fact that you saw fit to create me for you. I thank you for that.
Amen.
I thank you, God, for creating me just for you, for the purposes of you. Now use me as you want to use me.
Right.
Doesn't that make sense? The reason why I say this is because people can change their mind every single day. They may love you today, Ms. Jocelyn, and tomorrow they may hate you, Mr. DJ. So it don't matter about people. Remember, the Bible said, do not put your trust in man, but in God.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, I'm thankful because I love a God, I serve a God, I'm devoted to a God who is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So the same God that was on that cross who died for me is the same God who will love me tomorrow. He don't flip-flop with me. So that's why I'm thankful. That's why my praise will always be glory, glory, hallelujah. You know why? Because of him, not because of them, ever.
Amen.
Right.
And I hope that makes sense to somebody. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
Oh, yeah.
With that being said, Miss Sienna, Mr. DJ, I'm going to let you pose one little last question to Miss Jocelyn, and then we're going to get off the phone. This is a last question.
Question to Miss Jocelyn. We talked about Thanksgiving. Can you name something that you're thankful for?
I am.
And I mean daily, you know.
You mean daily?
Yes, something that you're thankful for.
I'm thankful for my boys all the time.
Okay.
They are, yeah. I have one right now. He's 23. He's in the Air Force. And
okay.
He's displaced right now. He's in Orlando because of the storm hitting Panama City. But he's doing it on his own. He's very respectful and very mannerable, and he's handling his business on his own. And then I have a 13-year-old, and he's doing great. He's a lovable kid, and he's very respectful, and everybody loves him. So I'm thankful for that.
Okay.
All right.
That's what's up. Mr. DJ,
all
what
right.
are you thankful for? Mr. DJ, what you thankful for?
I'm thankful to be alive and that God is using me as he pleases. I don't even have a set agenda. I get up and be like, what's up? You need me to go here? You need me to go there? You need me to speak to this person? Or what have you? I'm thankful that God is actually utilizing me as a vessel.
Okay. Miss Tiana, what you thankful for over there?
Very similar. Just having been on the wake up list every morning and joyful for whatever comes my way. Just thankful.
Okay. And yeah, I would have to say that I'm thankful for the very fact that God has given the word. I'm not being holier than thou. But I thank God for the word of God. I'm not even lying. I thank God for the bloodline. Because, y'all, without this word, you're talking about a peace of mind, it would be hard to live in this life that we live today. I mean, if it wasn't nothing but for the word of God, I'm telling you. Because we face all kind of trials and tribulations, ups and downs, our valley lows and our mountain highs. We you know, the peaks, y'all, we face all that. But if it wasn't for the word that sustains us, okay, that protects us, provides for us, covers us, we would be in trouble. In other words, it's nothing like a peace, not P-I-E-C-E. I'm talking about a peace of mind, you know, P-E-A-C-E. It's nothing like a peace of mind. And when you have that peace of mind, in other words, God, go ahead and have your way. I'm thankful for that. Because if we didn't know the word of God, boy, trials and tribulation would overtake us. So I'm thankful for the word of God. And I'm thankful that God uses it in and throughout us. Miss Jocelyn, Miss DJ, Miss Tiana, Miss Jennifer, Miss Reva, anybody who's out there, I'm thankful that God chooses to use us to produce his word. No, that doesn't mean that we're perfect, but that means that we are becoming more like him. So I'm thankful for that, okay? Because now that we endure the things that we endure, we know that the word is real. And we prove that every single day. So I'm thankful for that. All right? So with that being said.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, not a problem. Mr. DJ, you mind praying for us?
Sure. Bow your head, close your eyes, open up your heart.
Huh?
Heavenly Father, we come to you as humble as we know how. Father, we thank you for revelation. We thank you for our spiritual leader and for his food that we have been preparing to feast on. Let it manifest in our souls. And not to just sup and sit on, Father, but to go about and tell the world. Let them know of your riches and your glory and your word, Father. Thank you, not for any shape, form, or fashion for us, but you said if we lift you up, Father, that you will draw all to you, Father. We thank you. Help us to continue to grow and expand. And we just ask you for your blessings on our daily life. Help us not stray too far from the path, Father, and bring us together again at the same appointed time, the same band of Christian love and fellowship. We ask these things in your Son, Jesus' name, we pray, amen.
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 Right. So I know I saw some things that y'all was thankful for. Y'all, we're going to continue to lift one another up in prayer. We're going to continue to love on one another. I appreciate you, Ms. Jocelyn, Mr. DJ, Ms. Tiana. Y'all, we're going to keep on doing what we do. If y'all get a chance, call in on Bible study. Ms. Tiana left that information. But remember, be appreciative of the things that God give you, but more specifically, be appreciative of God himself. Y'all have a great night, okay?
You too.
Good night.